Richard Charles Archer, Frederick Vincent Arenas Jr.
It took over 90 minutes to read the more than 1,500 names that are engraved on the Massachusetts Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Worcester. Despite a downpour, a few hundred people, most of them vets, came to Greenhill Park to mark the memorial's 10th anniversary. WBUR's Alex Ashlock was there, and he joins me in the studio. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Sharon.
So for listeners who have not been there, tell us first a little bit about this memorial.
Well, I have to admit, I hadn't been there either until yesterday, but it really is in a beautiful setting. It's in Greenhill Park in Worcester, as we said. It's at the base of a hill. There's a pond. The names are engraved on these huge freestanding stones. It really is a place of reflection.
Alex, I'm wondering if the vets you spoke to yesterday talked about how they feel now, given the way some of them were treated when they came home from a very unpopular war. Did you hear much of that yesterday?
I did. It's still a raw wound for some of these veterans. So the rededication ceremony yesterday brought some mixed emotions. Harold Pierce of Spencer served in the Army in Vietnam in 1969 and 70.
It's kind of hard for a lot of Vietnam veterans, you know, to come out because of, you know, the problems that we've had over the years, you know, with the public and the, you know, a recognition, you know, that we didn't get. And but, you know, we're starting to come out, so that's good, I guess.
Another veteran, Bob Roy of Millbury, served with the 173rd Airborne in Vietnam, also in 1969 and 70. He told me he really didn't expect any special treatment when he came home from Vietnam. Still, he said he's glad to see the memorial rededicated.
It's good for our comrades, long overdue. It's for our comrades who 35 years later didn't have the opportunity to wake up and come and join us in this. So,
Alex, there are more than 1,500 Massachusetts dead or missing on this memorial, and I'm guessing that veterans you met yesterday knew some of them?
Yeah, Bob Roy said there were two young men he knew from Millbury who were killed in Vietnam before he got there. By the way, Bob Roy joined the military at the age of 17. He had to get his parents to sign for him. There were other veterans who had similar stories about friends they knew whose names are engraved on the memorial. Here's Philip Medayo of Auburn.
Personally, I know seven guys up there that I actually hung around with and played football against and so on, which I can still see them now as when we were kids. We were 15, 16, 17 years old because we all went when we were about 19.
Sharon, the most moving thing for me yesterday was reading these letters home from 13 Massachusetts men who died in Vietnam. They're printed on these huge stones, and I just want to share a portion of one of those letters. It's a letter from Brian Richard O'Connor to his mother. He says, "I'm doing what I want to do, and I found we really need so little to survive with dignity in this world. Dependence on material things is unnecessary, for they pass away too easily due to floods, grenades, rust, wear, and tear. Strange, being without anything, as we are here, produces an inner calm. Love, Brian." Brian Richard O'Connor writing to his mother. He was from Andover. He was killed in Vietnam in 1967. He was 27.
Alex, thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
WBUR's Alex Ashlock. This is 90.9 WBUR.